Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Good morning. I'm Bob Flott. We're back live and local in the studio this morning. I want to thank Mike for taking up the other portion of the Up, Up, and Awake show on this busy Friday morning. Don't forget, Alamogordo High School graduation tonight at the Tiger Football Complex, 7 p.m. is when the graduation exercise begins. We'll be over there live and local starting at 6 o'clock tonight. We'll see you there as we graduate about 200 and some seniors from the Alamogordo High School. Well, it's time now for our conversation this morning here with KHII and KDU Radio with New Mexico's Taxation and Revenue Secretary, Stephanie Chardon-Clark. Madam Secretary, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, we are so glad to have you on the air. We've been working with your office for a couple of weeks on this, and it's a busy time for the state of New Mexico. I know it's an always a busy time for you, Madam Secretary, but I know we've got a lot of things going on. The legislative session, of course, the 60-day session is now history, and some things came out of that that maybe we could talk about this morning. First of all, we've got, before we get into that, tell me a little bit about your job as our Secretary of Taxation and Revenue.
Okay, sure. I've been the Secretary of the Taxation and Revenue Department for a little over 4 years, but I've been a state and local employee for almost 20 years. It's been my whole career, and I just love working in public service in New Mexico. Tax and Rev has about 800 employees. We're both tax and tax administration, as well as the motor vehicle division. So about maybe 300 of our employees are in MVD offices located in 32 communities across the state, and the rest of us are either on the tax side or just IT and other support for all of it. So we have operations all over the state, and, you know, we're always trying to hire more folks. Vacancies are an issue, but we've brought it down very considerably. We have probably about 80 more employees today than we had 4 years ago. So that really helps us with customer service, and we really are trying to basically instill in the staff every day that, yes, it is our job to make sure that people follow the laws and do it right, but that doesn't mean we can't offer great customer service. And so we've really just been working on all of that together over the last 4 years, and I think it's really making a difference.
Now, of course, with the pandemic being history, at least we hope the pandemic is history, are we into any remote working now?
No, we generally are all back in the office, and that's the case with all state employees, at least in the executive branch, and I think in general. We've all been back for many months.
I think that's a good thing. And I know the service we get here when we go to the MVD is always good. Well, Madam Secretary, let's talk a little bit about the rebates that will be coming up. Let's start out with that. What's the first rebate going to be? About how much?
So this year, coming out of the 2023 legislative session, we are issuing one rebate. Last year, it was sort of more spread out. We had three separate payments, but this year, it's all consolidated into one. So single filers and those who filed married filing separately will receive $500. And if you're a married couple that filed jointly or a head of household, which is a single parent with dependents or a surviving spouse, you'll get $1,000. And the rebates, just like last year's, are based on your 2021 state income tax return. So if you filed a 2021 state return in New Mexico and you're a New Mexico resident and you're not listed as a dependent on someone else's return, like your parents, then you're eligible. And you don't need to do anything else to apply or make sure that you get it. You just basically need to have filed, we received and processed your return, and you'll automatically receive the rebate.
Are there any kind of qualifications that we must have to receive the rebate?
Nope, not other than the ones I mentioned. You just have to file the 2021 New Mexico return. You need to be a resident and not a dependent on someone else's return. And other than that, it's across the board. There are no income restrictions or anything like that for these rebates.
So no income restrictions, no forms or applications to fill out. the payment will go directly to those who have are going to receive it.
That's exactly right. And we will start issuing the rebates on June 16th. For those that are receiving direct deposits, and if you can remember what you received last year, if you received a direct deposit last year, you'll probably receive a direct deposit this year. That's, you know, it automatically shows up in your bank account. For those receiving direct deposits, we will start issuing them on the 16th, but it'll take a few business days for the banking system to get it from our bank to yours. So just wait a few days. And then for those that receive a paper check, we'll also begin issuing and printing them on June 16th, but of course it takes a few more days for us to print them and mail them. The post office needs some time, and they can be a little bit understaffed lately too, is our understanding. So, you know, it would probably be smart to give until the end of June if you're expecting a paper check before you worry that it's not coming or, you know, wonder where it is. If by June 30th or so you haven't received something by mail, then it would be okay to inquire with us.
You know, with it being probably for most of schools in New Mexico, today's the final day of a lot of the classes and everything else. People are looking forward to their summer break, vacations coming up. Maybe they're going to do a stay vacation in America's Land of Enchantment, but maybe they're going some other place, up to Wyoming or whatever. So people are looking forward to that rebate of either $500 or $1,000, depending on how they qualify. But sometimes they get impatient, even though you just said June 16th is the date and everything else.
Right.
So they get on the telephone, try to call up, try to do this. we don't recommend that, do we?
Well, we don't. As much as we want to hear from every New Mexican, we only have so many folks available to answer calls. And what happened last year was really difficult. We had people that people started calling as soon as, like, the day the bill passed. And, of course, we're not going to be issuing anything yet by then. There was a week in August where we had about 100 people answering phone calls, which was about five times more than usual. And we got 58,000 phone calls in a week. So you can kind of imagine why we're not picking up and why it takes us some time to get back to you. So it's not that we don't want to hear from folks, but we just don't have the capacity to take more phone calls than necessary. And there are taxpayers, some of your listeners, who actually have, you know, something that they really do need to talk to us about. So we do ask for folks' patience if possible. We also have an email address for those that use email, which is most New Mexicans. And if it gets to be around June 30th and you haven't received a direct deposit or a paper check and you think you're eligible, maybe a better way for you and for us to reach out to us is through this email. It's nm.rebates@tax.nm.gov. Maybe I'll say it twice just in case anyone is scrambling to find a pen. It's nm.rebates@tax.nm.gov. And if you email us there, we have a staff that's dedicated to that, that's responding to taxpayer emails and going through them in order. And that can be a better way to get in touch with us than waiting on the call center.
So the rebates going into direct deposit for the accounts, those people who would receive them that way probably have that identified in their 2021 tax return, right?
Well, yes, if they filed a 2021 tax return, then and they received a direct deposit last year around this time.
Right.
They probably will again. The only exception might be if someone received a direct deposit last year, but they have either moved or changed their banking account information. We're in the process right now of comparing bank account information, and we'll flip over anybody who changed theirs to a paper check. It's a long story in our IT system, but there's about 81,000 New Mexicans, which is about 8% of filers, who have changed their banking account information over the year, and they will flip from direct deposit to paper check. So they should be on the lookout for that. Another thing for listeners to be aware of is just we need to have your address if we're going to be able to mail you something. And I know when people move, it's a busy time, and they might not think about, oh, I also need to change my address with Tax and Rev and the IRS, for that matter. But we have an online service that they can use to update their address with us, and that will make sure that, you know, that we don't mail them a check that's just delivered back to us as undeliverable. The email address where folks can go is tap, T-A-P, dot state, www.nm.us. And if they can log in there, they can update their address. And actually, there's all kinds of self-service options that they can get if they log into their TAP account that can check every year on whether we've received their tax return, whether it's been processed, any adjustments or correspondence that we might have sent them. It's all in there.
Yeah, it's hard for me to believe that somebody wouldn't really notify the state regarding their new address or something like that, because last year, how many checks were returned last year to the state?
About 15,000 checks from last year's rebate programs were returned to us last year as undeliverable. And we've been going through our data sources and things to try to match those paper checks to people when possible. But if we don't know where you live, we can't remail it to you. And what happens is if we're unable to deliver that check to someone after 13 months, and we're coming up on that for some of last year's rebates, it goes into the state's unclaimed property holdings, which we also manage. And so anyone can search for unclaimed property, whether it's your rebate check in a few months, if it was undelivered, or other unclaimed property. You might be surprised. we're sitting on over $300 million of unclaimed property that's been turned over to the state, to Tax and Rev as the administrator of that. And we just have to hold it in perpetuity until someone comes to claim it. And we would love to get that out to its rightful owners.
You know, $300 million is a lot of money. How many years does that go back for?
Oh, gosh. I can't even say. I mean, most of it is fairly recent, but we hold things in perpetuity. So I couldn't even say what the oldest thing we're holding in there. One of the most famous things we're holding in there, there's been news stories done about it, is a gold bar that is very heavy. Uh-huh. But we have that and other rare coins and antiques and things like that that get turned over to us. We keep them in safe, secure storage. And we're just waiting maybe for, it might be the individual or it might be their heirs or their estate that needs to come forward and claim it. And, we would certainly love to match as much of that unclaimed property as possible to its owners.
You know, that certainly is a lot of money for sure. Now, if an eligible resident of our state wants to file, how late do they have? What's the deadline?
That's a great question. So your 2021 tax return was generally due on April 15th of 2022. That's the return that we're talking about. Many had extensions until October 2022. And if you still haven't filed, it might be because you're not required to file. There are some, especially low-income individuals, who aren't required to file a New Mexico state income tax return. But you can. There's nothing to prevent you from filing a return if you're a resident, and it might make you eligible for the rebates and maybe some other refundable tax credits. For last year's rebates, the ones that we issued in May through August, roughly, of 2022, there is a deadline coming up. You would have to file a New Mexico return by May 31st of 2023, in just a couple days, if you want to preserve your eligibility for last year's rebates. However, this year's rebate, the one that we're about to issue in June, you have all the way until May 31st, 2024, to file that 2021 return and still be eligible for this year's rebate. So if you're sitting there thinking, gosh, I didn't file because I'm low income, but I could file, maybe see if you can, if you can look online or, at a service and get something filed in the next couple of days, you might be eligible for last year's rebates as well.
Boy, your office is being very generous in giving us until May 31st, 2024 to file.
That's right. And it's really, it's the legislation that created the rebates that gives that grace period. Of course, these rebates are possible because we have an unprecedented revenue surplus at the state. Our reserve levels are at about 35%, despite all this one-time tax relief that we've been issuing the last couple of years, as well as a lot of recurring tax relief. And so, and of course, as your listeners and your part of the state know, a lot of that surplus is fueled by oil and natural gas production. Mm-hmm. And, it's the state's policy to share that surplus right back with the taxpayers. And that's what we're excited to do next month.
Now, for those that need some relief from payments or programs like that, is there an application process to request that?
I'm not sure what you mean. For the rebates that we've been talking about, there isn't an application process. We just automatically issue it based on your 2021 tax return. We've taken care to make sure that that's very seamless and easy for the taxpayer. I should mention, though, that, you know, there, as I said a few minutes ago, there are certain New Mexicans who are low income and aren't required to file a tax return. There's also a relief payment program that could potentially assist them, and it's through the Human Services Department. There's $15 million available on a first-come, first-served basis, and it's to make relief payments similar to the rebates, but not through the tax code. So they're payments rather than rebates. But it's to make payments to non-tax filers. And the Human Services Department right now is planning to open up applications for those payments on June 12th. And they will be distributing those payments around the end of July. But your listeners should know that you can only receive one or the other. If you receive a rebate, you cannot receive the payment through the Human Services Department. It's one or the other, and we'll work together to make sure that we check the data and weed out any duplicates, things like that.
Ma'am, you said you've been Taxation and Revenue Secretary for 4 years now, working with state for 20 years, I believe is what you said. What do you find rewarding, first of all, about your position?
Well, I would say the most rewarding thing about working at Tax and Rev and for the state in general is just knowing that I can make a difference for my community. I live in Santa Fe, but, you know, New Mexico is home. And it's just nice to know that I can help not just my neighbors, but those across all the state by, you know, a little, here and there we make decisions that really have a big impact on our neighbors and our community, you know, making things easier, making it easier to comply, making it easier to get the service you need at MVD, for example. And it's just really nice to know that I'm helping the state.
What can our listeners do to make your job a little bit easier when it comes to the application process and things like that? What are some of the major concerns you would have?
I think that the vast majority of taxpayers don't need to do anything but just sit and wait and give us a little time. Like I mentioned at the beginning, we'll start issuing these rebates on June 16th, but the direct deposits shouldn't be expected in people's bank accounts for a few business days after that. So, you know, if you're waiting on a direct deposit rebate, just hold tight until about, say, June 20th or 25th, something like that. Remember that June 19th is a bank holiday, so nobody will be processing anything right through the bank on that day. So just wait. And if you're waiting on a paper check, you know, consider that the post office is taking a little more time maybe than usual right now, and wait until about June 30th before reaching out. If you've moved, you know, please do go into our TAP, our Taxpayer Access Portal. It's tap.state.nm.us, and update your address. We can't mail you something if we don't know where you live currently. So that would be the main things that we could ask for from the public. And if they do reach the end of that time frame and they still haven't received what they're expecting, a great way to get in touch with us is through that email address they gave, which is nm.rebate@tax.nm.gov.
So it looks like over the next few months you're going to be extra busy.
Well, there's never a dull moment for us, but yes, it's sort of like fitting two tax filing years in one for us.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Madam Secretary. You'll have news releases, I guess, on these dates coming up and what people need to do, right?
Yes.
And we'll have those and get those received here. Do you have any final comments this morning?
No, I just want to thank you, Bob, for having me on, and just say hello to all your listeners, and we appreciate you.
Appreciate you as well. Now, a little bit off the taxation discussion, it's Memorial Day weekend, Madam Secretary. I hope you're going to take a break.
I am. I've got two boys that are 9 and 12 years old, and I'm just going to focus on having some fun with them.
Very good. Just take the whole long weekend off. You deserve it, all right?
All right. Thank you so much, Bob.
Okay, Madam Secretary. Thank you again for being on with us.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we want to thank our secretary, our taxation and revenue secretary, Stephanie Chardon Clark, for going on live and local with us from her office up in Santa Fe. Remember, any information you might want regarding that, you can go to the taxation and revenue secretary's website. You can go to www.tax.nm.gov/rebates. Go to that site and you'll find out more about it, all right?
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.